Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than coming up on, golly, we're coming up on a dozen years he's been hanging out with us. He is founder and editor-in-chief, a CEO and cost accountant over at RSL Media, and he's been joining us over the years to talk to us about how you and I can put our best foot forward online. He's our good friend, Rob Levin. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I love doing the show. I get an email from your team, and it's like not a matter of if, it's always a matter of when.
Well, good. We always like having you back, too. So all right, I needed to learn about something recently, about something I was going to buy. And so I went on YouTube and I looked it up. And lo and behold, there was a guy explaining how to use this thing I wanted to buy. He did a good job. He didn't make a big deal about who he was with or anything. In fact, I kind of had to hunt around on the screen about who he was with, but I wound up finding the website. And I contacted him, and I did business with him, and all he did was put something up on YouTube that helped me. What do you think about that?
I think you just stole my thunder, Jim. I mean, what else is there to talk about? I'm kidding.
It's a big deal, isn't it?
That's exactly how it works. You know, there was a guy like 3 years ago who wrote a book called The Age of the Customer, and you know, this is how it's all going down.
Well, that's right, and so tell us about how we do it. How do we do more of it?
So I think by now I would imagine most of your listeners know that content's really important, and it's a reflection of the way people buy now. And you know, the power has shifted to the buyer. The buyer's doing their research predominantly online on their own, et cetera. Again, if they are not familiar with it, they got to read your book. Which, by the way, my client base, as you know, is large company executives. And also, as you know, I send copies of your book out to them.
Right. We appreciate that.
So I think most people now know you have to be doing content, and it's really important. And, you know, it's important just to get started, and you'll kind of figure it out as you go. I think now we're in an interesting position as we get closer to that moment where the buyer just has all the control, the customer has all the control. And what's happening now is I think people are realizing, you know what, I've been doing this content, you know, it's kind of good, and we got it down to like a schedule, but the content's got to get better because now everybody's doing it. Which means, by the way, who else are you competing with? You're not only competing with your competitors, you're actually competing with media companies.
When you say it's got to get better, are you talking about the production value or the content itself?
So I'm
a little worried about telling people their production value needs to get better because I worry that makes them not start.
Yeah, I'm less concerned about production value. I'm more concerned about quality. What does that mean? What quality means is that it's, in my opinion, it's something that they're not getting elsewhere. Right? It's really a true reflection of the expertise of the business. And here's another way to think about it. So as you know, I used to have a media company for small businesses, and my company still produces content that's consumed by small businesses. One thing I always tell my editors is when you're dealing with an expert, push them a little further. Try to get that stuff that really differentiates that person.
Mm-hmm.
And most business owners have that expertise. That's why they're
But sadly, Rob, they don't really always know that.
It's
most small business owners don't realize what an expert they are and how valuable that expertise is to other people.
It's fairly simple. Ask yourself, why are people coming to me? You know,
mm-hmm.
And within that answer, will likely be, well, there's an expertise we have. And by the way, you know, there's another way to approach this too, which is if you do interviews with your customers about how they're using your product, that becomes fantastic content, because not only first of all, your customer is likely to share that content, which is great, but you're going to get a real life example, and other buyers love to see how you know, this is why reviews are so popular.
That's right.
Buyers love to see how other buyers
testimonials
of a product, how they use it.
It's not just
testimonials. Testimonials is like, hey, you know, Jim's a great guy. He took really good care of me. That's a testimonial. But buyer related content or buyer themed content could include things like, well, you know, Jim sold a widget to Mary, and then Jim, you go to Mary and you interview Mary about how Mary's using the product.
Hold on to that thought. We're gonna take a quick break. Right back. More of this very important content information from our good friend Rob Levin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.